The OMF crew back here at Fenway Park, the WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, our Arbella Foundation tote board, 500, 13,796. It's good, but it's not great. So we need some help.
We can do better.
We can do a lot better.
I feel like we have the right crew to help us get there.
We got a whole family
parked
in here.
We have a hearty crew.
These are the Noglers.
I like it.
These are the Noglers. They're all here. So we've got Carly. She's 3 years old. Hi, Carly.
Carly,
how are you?
Where's Carly?
Carly's right there. Say hello.
Carly.
Raise your hand, Carly.
Say hello.
There she is.
No. You can't. You can't say hello on the microphone.
Yeah. There you go. You're good.
Hello.
There you go. And then we got Emma.
Emma, where's Emma?
Say hello.
Emma.
Just say hello. We got Ellie.
Ellie.
And we got little William right over here.
William.
Right,
William with the three older sisters.
He's doing great. Seth and Haley are the parents. And we'll start with Mom. So you noticed that there was a lump on Carly's head?
Yeah.
Is that how this all started?
Exactly how it started.
And what did you find from there?
So it was just, it looked like she bumped her head. And she was little. She was like 21 months old. And we knew she wasn't in an area she could bump her head without us seeing it. So we just thought, okay, maybe it was she bumped her head a month ago, could have been like calcium something. So we just let it go for a couple of days, and then it got a little bit bigger, and I just had a bad feeling, and so we talked about it. We brought her to the pediatrician, and our pediatrician, Dr. Vu, she was amazing. She didn't just brush it off like a lump. She did all the tests, and she thought she felt her spleen extended out a little. So she sent her for an ultrasound and different blood testing. And when that came back, it showed that what they thought was a bad infection. Mm-hmm. So everything was kind of elevated and dropped where it should have been even. And so we headed into the ER at Children's, and that was it. It was a whirlwind. It was a Wednesday morning we went into the doctors, and Wednesday night she was diagnosed with leukemia in the ER.
So I think most people can't even imagine, because I'm looking at, and I would guess Emma and Ellie then were probably 3 and 4.
Yep.
While in that area, while this is going on, I think we all know how hard it is anyways, with just maybe a 3 and a 4-year-old, you know, in the house to deal with this as well. What was it like for you guys? I mean, people can't even imagine getting that kind of diagnosis on your child.
It was crazy. I was pregnant with William, and
it was nuts.
That was about
only way to describe it, huh, Dad?
Yeah.
Nuts.
Yeah.
And we just, I mean, we were so grateful. We had so many friends and family and our church family around that just rallied around us and took them. But I remember being so torn between, we were living in the hospital right after. I mean, once you get the diagnosis in the ER, you don't leave. You're straight into Children's. You're there for however long you need to be there in induction. And I just remember feeling so torn between taking care of myself and my pregnancy, taking care of them, and taking care of her. And there was so much information. I tell parents all the time when they're talking about getting diagnosed, I tell them, don't try to soak it all in. They give you a packet like this thick. They tell you 1,000 different things you have to remember, and you forget it all. So it was crazy.
What was it like, Dana-Farber? I know the clinic itself, for you, I mean, just your family. You know, because we hear all the time, it's not just the child that's in there. They kind of accept the whole family and help the entire family. They see you pregnant, you know, with William here. What was that experience like? How helpful were they?
They were amazing. I was thinking about it on the way driving in, and I was thinking, how do I explain? And we have a page we put up for her, and I was telling everyone, you know, I don't know how we're going to explain how truly amazing they are when they take care of us all. It's not just Carly, you're right. It's every one of us. They recognize the girls. You know, Lisa was out there hugging them, and they were twirling their dresses and all that. And they just genuinely care for us. Things we don't even know we need until we need them, they're already preparing for them and giving them to us, you know. And it doesn't just stop at the medical care. They explain everything. They make us charts, and they remember the big things that are happening. And, you know, they'll put like a birthday cake emoji thing on the calendar for us because her birthday is or something. And just the whole crew. I mean, we have people there that are our family now.
All right, so let's bring Carly into it. Carly, you can talk now. We're going to put your microphone on and talk now, okay?
Exactly.
Can you hear us? All right. So I'm going to ask you the question. You brought in these beautiful bands that say on them, hashtag Team Carly, right? And what is that to do? Is that to let everybody know that they need to fight this awful disease, right? Is that what it's for?
Can you say yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's for. So you tell us, when you go in for the treatment, over at the clinic. What is it like for you? She's shrugging her shoulders. Like,
Do you get to bring your sister and your brother William? Your two sisters and William? You guys don't go with her?
William comes in with
us. There are lots of games and things to do there?
She plays music.
No.
Music.
I've seen all that stuff in there.
I've seen a lot of stuff in there.
I go in there and we do arts and crafts with the kids. You've done arts and crafts in there, haven't you?
Do you sing? Do you dance?
Oh, yeah.
You sing? You want to sing a song for us? How about you sing?
What's your favorite song?
Yeah, Christian will do a duo with you. He's good at that.
He's a good singer. What's your favorite song?
You can sing. Can you guys? This seems like a future music group right here. You put William on the drums, and I think we have a
what's
perfect
your favorite
group.
Song?
Bo Be Mine.
I've never heard that.
Never heard of that one.
Go ahead.
How does Bo Be Mine go? Bo Be Five.
No, that's a different song. That's old school.
That isn't it.
Go ahead.
Bo Be Mine. Don't sparkle, don't let it shine.
Yeah. All right. I can sing. You do. We need to get you a mic. We need to get.
Oh.
There you go. Put that mic right there. All right. Ready to go.
Bo Be's mine, got a sparkle, let it shine. Bo Be's mine.
Yeah,
all right. Very good. Very good. So how's she doing these days, Mom?
She's good. We're coming up on the very last treatment on the 27th. So a week from today, she'll get her last dose of chemo.
We want to play with
and then we'll just step back and see what happens.
Good.
So.
Big celebration at that time, huh, Dan?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're going to have a little party.
Boy. Yeah, you should.
Big party.
You should.
We're going to invite Caitlin, Eliza, Sean, the whole crew
there
from the clinic.
There you go.
They were first on the list.
Listen, we're really happy for you and your family that it's all working out. You went to the right place.
We did.
There's no question about it. You went to the right place. And we wish you the best of luck, and we will wear these proudly.
Thank you.
Okay?
Absolutely.
Thanks, guys. Mine. Eat some chicken.
I knew this would happen.
She is a good singer. Look at her.
Oh, there it is. You hear it?
Is this it?
Marley!
Go ahead.
Do you hear it?
So is it kind of like...
Took our DJ a while to find it.
Is it like that shark song?
Oh, the shark. Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Baby shark, shark, shark. Is that like kind of like baby shark?
Not as annoying.
Sing it. Go ahead.
It's like a cool kid song.
Baby shark.
Oh, okay. I get it. I grew up on the Wiggles. My kids grew up on the Wiggles.
All right, coming up next, we're going to meet somebody that actually works for the same company we work for. She is a DJ, and she was stricken with cancer. We will find her story coming up next, all part of the WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fun Radio Telethon.